Hey guys, welcome to my weekly series called Real Talk on Your Best Life. On these minisodes, Luca and I lift the curtain and talk about what's on our minds day to day, just trying to live our best life. Welcome back to another minisode of Your Best Life with Anna and Luca. Hi, guys.
Hi, everyone.
So today we're going to chat about kind of giving you guys an update. A lot of you are asking how new parenting life is going and if we're getting the hang of it or what challenges we're having. So, honestly, guys, Luca, what do you say?
Things have been changing very, very fast. Because in the beginning, when we recorded, you know, the first episode of, you know, parenting life, how it's going, we weren't sleeping. The problem was We weren't getting enough sleep at night. And now, I don't even know where to start.
Let's just say, in a nutshell, this last week was such a nightmare. Like, really. Like, it was, so she is 8 weeks today. So last week she was 7 weeks. And on Tuesday, Wednesday, she kind of stopped feeding. Like, I breastfeed, so she stopped, like, feeding from me. And what she was doing was, after like 30 to 60 seconds, she would pop off and start screaming. And she would be inconsolable. We would try to burp her. We would get some burps out and, like, but still just keep trying to soothe her and put her back on. And even having her approach the boob, she would freak out. Like, not even latching her, she would freak out. And this continued Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It is now Monday of the next week. So it's been multiple days of us dealing with this. And obviously, I'm just like, I'm going to say it's really upsetting for me, like, feeling like I'm not able to feed her and, like, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Is it what I'm eating? Is it something else? Like, it is so emotional. Like, I have cried every single day this last week over it. Like,
I cried a couple of times too.
even Luca has been, like, crying from it, because it's been tough. So stressful. And, you know, we're obviously, first and foremost, like, we're worried that something's wrong. You know, like, we know that fed is best, and if we needed to do formula, you know, as a last resort, like, we would do that. Obviously, I don't want to just default to that because we want to figure out what's wrong, but...
No, and besides the feeding, she wasn't really going down for naps or anything.
No,
unless she was
right.
On us at all. Mm-hmm. So, because usually in the first 4 or 5 weeks, you know, she, you know, not a lot of sleep at night, you know, but during the day she would take some naps in the crib. We would have time to do some work, to do, you know, take some time just to decompress. But in the last week, there was none of that.
No.
We literally spent then every day, 24/7, trying to soothe her, trying to feed her, trying to calm her down, trying to put her to sleep. Like, and there was nothing, literally nothing we could have done, like, nothing we could do to actually get her to calm down.
There is one thing that Luca can do to calm her down. We call it the monkey. We don't even say position. Just, like, do the monkey. And go ahead.
I think you call it, like, the football.
No, like, is it? Maybe it is. Okay.
Officially, I think, you know, everyone knows it as the football.
Well, but there's the football breastfeeding position. That's different. That's not what we're talking about. But what Luca does is he puts her kind of on her tummy on his forearm. So she's kind of, like, suspended on his forearm. And that instantly calms her down. I would say 95% of the time.
The problem is I cannot hold her, like, for a very long time. Like, that, you know, it's a lot of isometric work. And I haven't worked out for a while, so I can't. And then we try to trick her sometimes because she actually likes to be suspended. That's a problem.
Yeah, like, because hell,
I try head, but also I need to be standing up.
Uh-huh.
Because when I try to sit down or, like, try to put my arm on, you know, on something or to rest it, like, she would start screaming because she literally tries to kind of hang like a monkey. That's why we call it a monkey.
That's true. So, yeah, this last week, honestly, guys, has been so tough, and I'm going to be completely honest. Okay, I hope this doesn't come across bad. Obviously, we love every single bit of her. It's just been a tough week. But, you know, I told Luca, I was like, this moment right now, what I'm in, if someone were to tell me that they were pregnant, I would be like, oh shit. Like, you know, like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, are you sure? Are you ready? Just because we're so in it right now that, like, it's so exhausting. I think that the reason why I even thought of that is because I was watching, like, a gender reveal or, no, pregnancy reveal video popped up, and I saw everyone being so excited, and I was like, oh, they're excited. Like, you know, and I swear, I really hope that doesn't come across bad. Obviously, you guys know everything we went through to get here, and we love her so much, and we don't regret a thing. But with that being said, that is just to kind of show how tough it's been this last week and how draining and upsetting. And we know it's just a moment in time. Like, it's...
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, it's... While you are having that tough time, you think it's going to go on forever. Mm-hmm. But really, today, we can tell it's already much better.
Yes. So that's what I wanted to say. Yeah. We think it's getting better. Today was better. She fed this morning, like, from me, you know. So I also do want to add that we have been giving her bottles instead this last week. So since she wouldn't feed from me, I decided to start pumping, which before I was pumping, honestly, like maybe twice a week, just to kind of build up a mini stash for when we had like meetings and things, you know, where I couldn't feed her. And now that, like, going through this, I kind of have had a few like, oh shit moments. Like, do I have enough for her? Because she's been using so much of the stash that, you know, now I'm kind of in a moment of like, okay, I do need to actually start pumping regularly just in case this does happen again. So she has been taking a bottle, and that's been the confusing thing, is like, in terms of thinking, like, is it my diet? But like, if it were, then theoretically she wouldn't take the bottle either, right? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, she's been eating. That's the most important thing.
Right. That is the most important thing. She has been eating. She's been drinking like 3 to 4 ounces from the bottle every single time. She's getting milk drunk again, which is good. And then this morning she did, you know, have a good actual like feeding session with me. So we're hoping that that time period is over. I know that a lot of you guys have suggested the Wonder Weeks app, which I do have, and it does say that she's going through a leap, which I think is just pretty much like a growth spurt or a developmental kind of shift. So that could be what it is. We don't really know, but yeah, so that's kind of been the last week. And it's just as like another example showing us that like as soon as we think we got it down, we don't.
Yeah, because when we had the first chat about, you know, parenting, the very first one, we said I was going to take the early morning, you know, and to give you some rest. And in the beginning, it was impossible very beginning. The first couple of weeks, we could not do it because she would really barely sleep at night, and we both needed to rest. But then in between... like, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks old, we actually started doing what we said we would. So, you know, you would take the, like, a later evening and, you know, later, you know, more late at night shifts. And, you know, I would get her, you know, early morning and, you know, I would be with her so we could take some rest. So we were actually getting to do what we thought, you know, we were gonna do.
Yeah. And a sort of routine in a way, kind of.
Sort of a routine, yeah. But then this last week completely threw us on.
You know, we don't know where it's going. We don't have anything else to report as far as like if it's gotten better or where she's at. We're just literally taking each day as it comes. And like we said, we just hope that everything is okay with her, which it is. You know, we're first time parents, guys, you know, like the tiny.
Yeah. We already messaged the pediatrician
several times. And they're so great. They've replied each time on like this online portal thing. And they're super detailed and thorough. And yeah, they've been great.
Yeah. And by the way, we have a 2-month checkup next week. It's already coming up. Yeah.
You guys, she's already going to be 2 months, which is crazy. So yeah, that is where we are at. If any of you have had a similar type of experience, we would love to hear and know that we are not alone, or what you did to kind of soothe them in the moment. I've heard a lot of times that like, there's literally nothing you can do. It's just like what they have to go through, you know, or just a part of being a new baby. which is not all that encouraging because we don't want her to cry like that. You know, we just want to do our best to soothe her. So, but hey, as long as nothing's wrong. So let us know in the Facebook group or on Insta, and we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.